Nobody covers dog sledding like Mushing from First Paw Media. Our team of athletes, volunteers, race organizers, and mushers like Robert and Michelle Forto brings you closer to this sport. If it's happening, we are there. Live from the qualifying races in January and February, the Iditarod in March, and in the summer, Mushing takes you on the road with our team and trail tour. We connect you with the history of this sport, in-depth interviews with the top mushers, and great storytelling and breaking news all year long. Follow on mushing.com.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert, and I'm here with my co-host, KP, and this is the Dog Driver Show. And today we're welcoming Leonie Tetzner, calling in from Alaska, getting ready to head up to Fairbanks to do some racing. Leonie, how's it going today?
Hi, I'm good.
Well, welcome to the show. This is my first time speaking to you guys. I know Karoche knows your family pretty well. Karoche, kick us off.
I know the Tetzner family for, God, almost 40 years. Michael and myself, we used to race dogs many, many decades ago. We makes us old in Europe with Siberian Huskies. And Leonie, I actually know her since she was a little itty-bitty baby. And she's been in the sled dog sports all her whole life. Leonie, tell our listeners, how old are you, where you live, and what do you do?
I'm 15 years old. I'm from Germany, right over Hamburg. And I'm doing the sled dog sport since I was born, actually.
So Leonie, you guys come over practically every year. Do you stay over the whole winter?
Yeah, we stay from around Christmas until the end of March.
And what is the logistics like with that, coming over with all of your dogs? Do you have a truck or a trailer over here already? Tell us about how you get here every year.
So first we drive to Frankfurt and fly over to Montreal and then Canada at Calgary. And then we have a truck waiting for us there. Fred takes care of it over the summer. And then we have a truck, and then we drive first to the Wyoming, and then we go to Alaska.
Okay.
With 32 dogs.
And you come over with 32 dogs each time. I can imagine. You go to the airport with 32 dogs every year?
Yeah. We have a trailer at home, and then we put them on a big pallet. And the dogs fly where the luggage is.
Wow, that has got to be some trip. So I guess you travel with both mom and dad, right?
Yeah, I travel with my parents.
So everybody's sort of responsible for 10 dogs?
Yeah, kind of, but it's all for us. All the dogs are our dogs.
Of course.
On one pallet, yeah.
So you come over and you do the stage stop. First, we just spoke to another stage stop musher last week on the show, so we're excited to hear what you guys have to say. But let's back up a little bit, and then I'm going to have KP jump in for a question or two. I know that you started off mushing literally before you were born. Your mom was out racing before you were even alive, I guess. So what has been your racing career up to this point? What kind of races have you done? That sort of thing.
So I always race all the races in Alaska. We normally always go to Alaska for the 3 months. And I have been doing the World Championship in Anchorage. And I have won the race 9 times in a row. And then we have the North Pole race, the Junior North American, and this year I won it for the 10th time.
Wow.
And I have 15 track records, so, yeah. And then normally, before, I always did also, like, the Astra Point races for the juniors, and Willow I race sometimes, but since we go to Wyoming the last 4 years, I did the stage up now 2 times.
Yeah, Leonie, I know that your dad, Michael, literally puts you ahead of his personal race schedule. I know that sometimes he basically doesn't go to a race to make sure you are racing and you are competing in your class. Do you think your dad is a big part of your wins and your training?
Yeah, my dad is always the trainer and tells me how to do it and how to race. He's like a really big support and really helps me out with all of this.
And if I'm not mistaken, you are the junior with the most gold medals in the world. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You're pretty humble. That's good. That's good.
That's pretty impressive, Leonie. So when you guys come over to race, what is it like in terms of outside of mushing? What's life like for you since you're always on the road? It reminds me of somebody that's like in a rock band or something. You know, you leave and you're on the road the whole time. How do you stay in touch with friends? What's school like? You know, outside of mushing, what do you do?
So when I'm not doing the sport, I'm usually doing a lot of school here when I have the free time. And other than that, I do other sports like going to the gym or like swimming or climbing and a lot of stuff like that. And with my friends, I text and call them a lot of time and try to keep in touch with them.
Okay. So coming over from Germany to the U.S., obviously that's strategic. You win a lot when you're over here. But for folks that are listening that may not know, is there not a big mushing scene where you're from, or is the U.S. just a little bit more competitive than over there?
So in Germany, it's mostly just dryland races. Okay. And my dad came over here in 2000, so we always came to the U.S. So I just kind of like to race here more, and in Germany it's not so much snow.
I know that Leonie, that because when I talk to your dad sometimes for doing something together or phone calls, he mentions that you have school when you're in Alaska also. So how do you manage your school between Germany and Alaska with all the classes and the racing?
So I have a school online, and we have like a website, and I get all the equipment I need for that. And some teachers like give me a big assignment I have to do for over the months. And my mom helps me out a lot. She's like the teacher for me. And yeah, and I sometimes have like video conferences with the teachers and everybody, so I can keep up pretty good.
Very good, very good. And your English is obviously very, very good. Do you have English classes also, or it's because you live in the United States for 3 months of the year?
So I taught it myself because I've always listened to everybody talking. So I got English in school in the third grade, but I could talk English before that.
Very good, very good. And for our listeners who are not familiar with you, you also do other sports too. You are a very, very good track athlete too, if I'm not mistaken, and you've won many championships. Tell us about other sports you do.
Yeah, so last year I did a lot of track running. I think it was 3 miles, or yeah, 3 miles. And my dad trained me there too, and it was just around the state where we were in, and it was 10 races over the year, and I got overall fifth from all the kids who ran there in my class. There were 500, I think.
Wow. So do you enjoy, this may be a loaded question for you, but do you enjoy dog mushing more or track or swimming or which?
It will always definitely be the sled dog racing because it's with the animals, the dogs, And it's just a pretty deep connection, more with the dogs and the racing and the speed and being outside there in the snow and you see like the mountains and everything. And yeah, I think it's always going to be the set dog sport.
So speaking of your dogs and the connection, you come over with 32 dogs every year. Tell us a little bit about your dogs. Are you guys doing your own breeding program? If so, or if not, where do your dogs come from? Describe them a little bit.
So we breed our dogs on our own, and they're all from all our lines. And we have 2 litters every year. And they're like European sled dogs. So they're for sprint, but they also could be like for the stage stop and so on. Yeah. And they have enough fur, so they're not, like, really short hair.
Leonie, you said stage stop. You've ran stage stop 2 years in a row. Is that correct?
Yeah, I ran it 2 times now.
And tell our listeners what this race is about a little bit.
So the stage stop is a race over 8 days, 7 races and 1 travel day. It goes every day about 30 miles in the mountains. It's up to, I don't know how many feet it is.
10,000.
It's 10,000 feet. And it is all over Wyoming, and it is almost every day at a new town.
Do you prefer those races, or you prefer the super sprints, 8-10 miles full speed?
I mean, I really like the speed that it goes so fast, but I also love like being out on the trail for hours and like seeing a lot of landscapes. And like at the stage stop, you see the people a lot because you go 15 miles, do a loop, and come back. So you have a lot of head-on passing. I really enjoy that as well.
And with the people there, the fans and all that, there's a lot of other events every night with the stage stop, whether it be get-togethers or banquets or, you know, hanging out and things like that. How is that different than a race like, I don't know, like the Rondi or the North American or another race that's just over the weekend and it's a one and done?
It's really friendly, and you talk a lot with the people from the town. So you have, like, each day a banquet, and it's kind of like a meet and greet. You tell the people from the town who you are and what you do, how long you've been driving. And then you eat with all of them, and then the next day you're in a different town. Sometimes we don't have a big dinner. We just have one in Lander. Normally we're like downtown in the street and all the people come to you, so it's like a very big community, and people love it a lot.
So Karosh had mentioned that you have won a few gold medals in your time. You are the first group of mushers that we've talked to after the Winter Olympics. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it would ever be feasible to have dog mushing in the Olympics? And if so, what does that look like to you? Can you compare it to a race that you've ran? Would it be like the stage stop or the Rondi or something like that?
I don't think it's going to happen. I remember my dad telling me that he was one of the teams who were trying that out, that it should be Olympic, but I don't think it's really going to happen. And if it would happen, I think more that it would be a four dog like and a sprint race or something. I don't think it would be a long distance race.
Okay, and it's sort of like the biathlon that they do there at the Olympics. How come you think it won't happen? Is it because of it just having dogs involved or what?
Yeah, I think it's because of the sport with animals, probably.
Okay. Okay, I got you. KP, a couple of more questions?
Yes. What are your plans for next year? Do you think you will be doing pretty much the same circuit again, Leonie?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same circuit. First stage stop, then the World Championship, the North Pole race, and the Limited. I I'm going to run it this weekend, so that's probably going to be my circuit for now.
Yeah, it's always fun for me to see someone who actually, like, I knew as a baby. Literally, Leonie, I remember you, little itty-bitty baby, like, a few months old with your mom running around Fairbanks and now being on runners and being so competitive and winning races and kicking adults' asses. So that's very fun to watch that.
So you're heading back soon, heading into spring over in Germany. When do you guys get back? Do you guys take a breather, recover? What did the dogs do in the summer? Do you guys do any tours or talks or anything, or is it just relaxing time for them?
So when we get home, I still have a week of holiday from school, so then I go back to school and the dogs. We have a big free running area. They just do free running, and we maybe train the puppies in April, and then they have just free for the summer, and then later we start training again.
Okay, gotcha. And you had mentioned you go back to school. So this first 3 months of the year, the winter months, I assume that's all in online. I'm assuming that's German school, yes?
Yeah, it's German.
Okay. Is there anybody else in your school that does something very similar to you? Or are you sort of the one that everybody looks to that does something different?
So I think I'm the only one who does that. And normally in Germany, you're not allowed to do homeschooling.
Oh.
But my teacher said that because of the sport and that I'm so competitive and pretty good in school, I'm allowed to be gone for the winter holidays. But nobody else really does that. I just think some of the exchange students do some stuff with the languages because they have to keep up with that. But other than that, I don't think so.
And do the fellow students there, do they look to you as like this sports icon, or they have no idea what you're doing?
Yeah, they think it's pretty cool what I do and that I'm so competitive.
Okay. Karosh, do you have any other questions before I ask our normal?
No, just wanted to congratulate you for the gold medal you just won, another one to your collection, and wish you the best of the luck for the upcoming races you have ahead of you.
Leonie, I've been asking our guests the same few questions. There are three of them. Are you ready?
Okay. Sure.
The first one is, what is your favorite song or musical artist? What are you listening to?
Oh, that's a hard question. I don't know. My parents always say my song pace is pretty slow music. I do it like to relax a bit, but I also hear like rock, AC/DC and stuff, but I don't really have a favorite song. I don't know.
Okay, so maybe a little AC/DC there. Very good. Next one is, what is one piece of gear other than a cell phone that you always have with you?
But I always have them with me. Probably right here, always my room key, I think.
Your room key, yeah. If you stay a lot in hotels, you have to have a room key for sure. Next up is a two-parter. It is about your favorite meal on race day. So you're prepping for a race. What do you have? And then secondly, since you guys do a lot of traveling, if you pull into a truck stop for a snack, what are you picking up?
that's tricky. Before a race, I normally just eat normal breakfast, like a waffle or something. But if we would stop somewhere, maybe burger or ice cream normally.
Okay. All right. Burgers and ice cream at the truck stop. Leonie, I know that you guys are pretty active on social media. I think I follow your guys' kennel there. Is that where you're at on Facebook, or do you guys go on Instagram, or where?
We're probably on Facebook.
Okay.
Everywhere. My dad does the Facebook.
All right. We'll definitely link up to all those pages as well. Leonie, congratulations on your racing this year. Looking forward to following you along. Take care, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of our guest today and my co-host, this is Robert for the Dog Driver Show on Mushing. We will see you guys next time.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.